Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's return to session. Next up is the Recreation Committee. Nikki.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. You should have a handout that I distributed this morning. The first couple pages are the kind of year in review for what the Recreation Department accomplished in 2021. I'm not going to go into in-depth detail with that. I'll just point out a few highlights. The classes have rebounded very well. We currently have 10 classes per week active. Our recreation programs at the Oceanfront Park, we conducted those that we felt safe incorporating at that time last summer. This year, we are planning to resume the full schedule that we utilized prior to the pandemic. On page 2, the town-sponsored special events, we did turn a little more virtual over the last few years. David, I think yours is up on the...
Thank you. Yeah, I was looking, I was like, I got all this paper. Thank you.
The Trail Tuesday video series was extremely popular. Sean worked really hard on that, and it has had over 8,000 views. And we incorporated the new holiday, Hoobie-Wunny, in lieu of the Christmas show last year, which had a house decorating contest, the food drive, and the actual event, and that was a large success. The outside agency special events, we had our... most of our usual and the Island of Lights New Year's Eve celebration, and that one was the largest that I remember with my time here, but it did run fairly well for the number of people we have in town. Other programs and events, they're all fairly usual as to what we have done. The film permits is one that's worth pointing out because that has seen an uptick since November of 2020. And in the calendar year of 2021, we did 11 permits, and the revenue from those was almost $15,000. And since November of 2020, it's been $18,000 in revenue from film permits. So
do we capture the cost, Arlen? So do we? We don't.
No.
Do we make them pay separate, chief, for stuff? I know I saw Carolina Beach down. So on the fire, police, do y'all have any costs associated with the filming stuff, or no?
We fill them for staff.
Yeah, staff and callers.
Yeah, if they request and we can't fulfill it.
But we charge for that, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, I was just making...
Average salary.
So the revenue is above what our costs were, right? Or is that including...
It's included.
It's included. Okay. I just want to understand.
Yeah, we build in, you know, average hourly rates and...
yeah, mostly public works when they have to do a lot of setup of blocking off. And we, in last year, we approved an addition with paid parking that they're, if they were closing any public parking, that they paid for that as well.
Okay, thank you.
Moving on to page 3 is an overview of the rental facilities.
I was going to mention one other thing,
Nikki.
First of all, is that this is a tremendous list of stuff from starting from a white page, a blank page. So that's pretty incredible. The one thing I didn't see on here, though, which is actually a little bit of a personal favorite of mine, which you guys have done, and I think, Sean, you were responsible for it, which is your drone walks.
That was the Trail Tuesday.
The Trail Tuesday.
Series.
Oh, I'm sorry. You do have it. Oh, yeah, the city name. Okay.
With 8,000 views, yes.
8,000 views, yeah.
Okay. I got, okay, sorry. Well, you're way ahead of me, as usual.
The overview of the facility rentals, they took a big hit with COVID, and they were closed for a long time. Mm-hmm. The community center has been slower to rebound as the mask mandate for indoor facilities or just people being less comfortable gathering indoors, but we have seen a definitive increase in calls for that. So they are rebounding and on the rise, but they are a little slower than some of the other areas. On page 4, the Curie Beach market revenue, we brought all the market manager fees in-house a few years ago, and our market has rebounded pretty significantly. So last year was one of our best years we've had, and all we kept 100% of those proceeds in-house instead of paying a significant portion of those out. Our online store revenue is, just put that in for informational purposes, since that was initiated within the last few years to see that it does bring in a little bit, and then adding the new logo, or the old logo, but new
right.
merch here for the
right.
75th. Should see a big boost in that. And then the last two sections on that last page are the bulk of it, the potential budgetary impacts for the upcoming fiscal year. We, on the expense side, we are returning to the pre-pandemic schedule for our activities and events, or at least planning for them. If the situation changes, of course,
right.
that will change. There was a discussion a while back about the Oceanfront Park, and we have an issue under the pavilion in the restroom cubby holes with members of the public using that as a restroom when the restrooms are closed. And between Public Works and police, like, we've added cameras, and there's signs that say it's cameras, there's lights down there, and it's still a significant issue. And one night we were watching footage for something different and saw four different people use that as a restroom facility. So we did get a quote on some options there, and I'll be bringing those forward. The most extreme one would be $30,000 to $40,000, and that would be to just remove the cubbies and make it one flat wall. And then they go down in there, depending if we wanted to add like barn doors to be able to lock it off, or just keep it as is, but replace the doors that are rusting and whatnot. So.
Okay.
That'll be a future decision to make, which, mm-hmm. if any, path we want to take on that.
So, Chief and Town Attorney, what are our options? So I know the town, I know you would tell us we can't do this, but can we put on YouTube and say these are assholes? Excuse my language. I know the town attorney would tell me no, and I apologize. I apologize to everyone for the word, but honestly, what are the options? We have video.
Yeah, our biggest problem right now is we don't know who they are.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
Visitors, most of them are visitors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she touched on it, we purchased signs to say if this bathroom's closed, this one should be open, but like she said, it's at dark, they do it.
Right.
And we've added pop-on lights, turn-on motion lights, some more cameras, put up signs about cameras. I don't know that there's a whole lot more we can do unless we actually see it and we know who they are.
Yeah, I understand.
Can we get a live stream into your residence?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll go down, but my solution, I'd probably end up in trouble with you and the police as well, so that wouldn't work out either. But I was just asking, so, I mean, public shaming to me is something that we don't do enough of, but I know that there's lots of rules around that. I would be fine with taking pictures, blacking out the part that shows any obscenity and putting it up there and say, this person has to use the bathroom in public because they suck. But I know you can't do that, so I'm just asking, right? It bothers me that we're going to spend money potentially to barricade off an area because people are using the bathroom there. But I don't want our public works guys, because that's who ends up cleaning it up, so I want to help Jimmy and his team out.
And the door, and they're rusting out the door frame.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm all for the electric solution. We just electrify it, and when they do it, they'll feel it. But I'm pretty sure we can't do that either. So.
I recommend against that as well.
I know, because then our fire department will have to come help them. So. But I'm just saying, I mean, all joking aside, I don't like the option of we're just going to, like, barricade it off and spend public funds to do that. But I don't know that there's a better option. That's what I'm asking.
They're going to find another place to go, mm-hmm. whether it be behind the building or in between two cars.
Right.
We see it all the time, and we address it when we do see it.
Right.
I think, like she's saying, the biggest problem is when we rent, or somebody rents that facility, it smells like urine.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, yeah.
They have to go clean it up.
Yeah.
I think it's a better option to close it all off, but...
Okay.
Obviously, there's something you got.
No, okay. I just hate that option, but I understand. Okay.
The option is to put a temporary commode out there, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
But that's not necessarily the most appealing viewing thing either.
No.
But, okay. Well, we'll look forward to your options, Nikki.
And we're not open, and the bathrooms aren't open 24 hours a day, so they're going in.
They shouldn't be.
And no, they shouldn't be. No,
actually, they're really not open until March 1st.
No,
I think
the ones under the board.
No, we switched.
Did we switch?
Yeah, so we opened the ones underneath the pavilion, because otherwise,
yes, we did.
We're gonna have a Public Works at least knows where to go to clean this stuff up instead of wandering around the town looking for it.
And the town businesses.
Right. Yeah.
Would it be any cheaper just to put out a couple of extra porta potties?
I'd really want to have porta
potties. That's what I was mentioning. I don't know about
porta potty rental. The ones at Joey's Park, we have one ADA accessible and one regular, and it's over $400 a month for those. So I mean, that option is still going to cost taxpayer dollars.
Okay. We'll look forward, sorry to be complaining about the issue, but I don't like it.
We've tried other options to reduce the issue, and it hasn't really made an impact.
And on the capital plan that's up there, that on the screen right now, there is a placeholder in there for next year for $40,000. You know, we put in the upper limit, I guess.
Yep.
Okay.
Good, thank you.
All right.
We want to look at starting to upgrade the benches and equipment over at Joey's Park. Some of the stuff that's in rougher condition, upgrading it to that recycled plastic, like the benches that the Navy Committee selected and are present at the community center. So we're going to do a few at a time, so it's not a huge increase to the budget, but that will be an extra addition.
I guess this month we're going to get the 12 locations. Okay. Maybe that'll have a bearing on that. We can have people contribute to those particular places.
The Christmas show possible return. When we spoke last year, it seemed like it was a finale. She was retiring, but before we start working on the budget for this year, I did reach out to confirm that, because that would be removing that money from the budget, and we didn't want them to come back later and say there's a slim chance that it could come back, so I've given her a deadline, and that would be prior to the budget cycle.
I think that was a big hit.
Of the new Christmas event?
Yeah, the Christmas event that you guys came up with. What was the estimate, 1,000 people?
That was our rough estimate.
I know you went through at least 500 photographs, right? So that shows people were very interested. I mean, my particular view is that we've always had a Christmas show. I think this year was a nice event, given that the other event, which was also a great event, isn't an option any longer. From my perspective, I think this is something we should tell her to plan in her budget. I don't know where you guys are.
To plan for it or for not having
for the Christmas show?
Yeah.
We
the
should
Christmas
have.
Show, I'm talking about.
I mean, are they talking about bringing it back?
I gave her a deadline of later this month before our budgets are due, because there was talks of her wanting to bring it back. So the actual Christmas show, not the holiday.
Oh, not the holiday show. You did.
It,
okay.
Because we used the funds last year from the Christmas show for a new event, which was a holiday movie wedding, but now there are talks of.
Well, I would put the funds in the budget, and we'll use them one way or the other.
Right.
My opinion.
No, I agree with you.
And on the community center side, the ceiling in the kitchen, meeting room, and restrooms is in dire need of repair, so that will be included in the maintenance budget for that.
Okay.
Nikki, do you think you'd have any budget impact to recreation because of the kite festival being at the end of the year?
I don't know how that would impact our budget. Okay. If the chamber comes forward with a request for funds, that would be in a separate
I don't think they're going to request any funds from us because of the kite festival.
They did last year, and then we told them no.
I thought he was going to come back this year with a request.
Yeah, I'm assuming he would. Hopefully they meet the deadline.
But we have not contributed historically to that event through the right department. The revenue side, we would like to add an additional rate at least for the community center rental. We do get requests a lot for people to be able to come in on Friday and set up, or extend into Sunday. So we kind of brainstormed doing a whole weekend rate, maybe from noon on Friday to noon on Sunday, setting up there, but you know, cost-effective rate for that. So that'll be in the revenue.
Will that mess up your Saturday, Sunday rentals, or how you work that out?
If we got all of the classes that are happening on those times are contingent on if we get a rental, which is a higher, they're canceled because the rentals take precedence.
Okay.
No, that's our.
I understand.
So they would be canceled that weekend.
If someone schedules and wants to use that facility, Sunday morning 9 to one or two, or sometimes Sunday morning during the Curie Lutheran Memorial church service, would we try to put up signs that the community center parking is not for church that day, or?
We haven't, and it's not typically a highly utilized time, and we actually have a yoga class in there at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings, but it hasn't been an issue to my knowledge. It hasn't been brought to my attention yet. It's still public parking regardless of whether there's a rental. We don't block it off or say it's just for a rental for any day of the week.
Okay.
So. The last section are requests from the public that we've heard more than once throughout the last year, and these are not our ideas, but we are the messengers for these requests. The disc golf club has requested, they want to convert the tee pads on the disc golf course to concrete blocks instead of the different various materials they use now, and they're willing to do a lot of the work for that, and some of the costs where, you know, we would do it a few at a time per budget year to slowly make that conversion, but that is something that would require approval from MATSU, and we didn't want to go down that path without council approval. So.
Does that get significant use?
That is very highly used.
Yeah. Very highly used.
I discussed this with MATSU, and they said this should not be a problem. I think we should just probably return the request. I'll reach out to Malcolm though.
And they're talking about paying for it, right?
Yeah, I mean, we might help a little bit with what, you know, not a huge impact of the budget, but maybe one or two per year to, like, help supplement. So we would pay for two, they'd pay for two, we do four that year or something along those lines.
Have we paid for anything there yet? We haven't, right?
The signage and...
But we sell those, so it wasn't a cost to the taxpayers. When we went into that, just like with the dog park, the deal was, we'll get you the approval and we'll pick up trash, so Jimmy's team takes care of the trash, but you guys are doing everything else, right? So at least as I remember, both the disc, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong on council, but the disc golf course and the dog park were, the town's willing to support you guys, but we're not taking citizens' money to pay for it. And
the dog park has been turned over to the town quite a few years ago, but yeah, I don't. The volunteer committee that oversaw that disbanded.
So then we are paying for that, even though that wasn't the original deal. Okay, mm-hmm. I did not realize that. Okay. Don't like it, but okay.
But if that's how council wants us to proceed, that they pay for that, but we don't get the permission.
I'm just saying the way I remember it. I'm not speaking for council. I'm just speaking for me, right? So I think the first part is see if Matsu's okay with concrete being there. And I assume they're going to make them the same size as they are now, right? They're not going to expand it.
It would be an improvement for safety and aesthetics versus...
Okay, safety silly, but whatever. They just don't want to work on them. They're like us with this wooden walkway. We don't want to keep fixing it, which I understand, right? That's why people won't come.
I'm assuming it's just a few bags of sack creek.
Yeah. That's what I would assume too. It's like a 4x8 pad or something, mm-hmm. probably. And so they just build a form and honcho some water out there and make some concrete up.
That's equivalent of about $200 a pad.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm supportive of asking Matsu, but it takes some more of us, right? So what do you guys, where do you guys?
Well, I think we should find out if Matsu doesn't have a problem with it, then we can take it under consideration.
To do the letter of request.
Had to be a formal letter signed by
the... Kind of like you did for the bicycle pump.
Correct. Yeah. I did not want to start that until that
process. Yeah, I would ask.
So, well, let's start that process.
Okay. There you go.
We received a request from a large group of local pickleball players that they would like their own dedicated courts. Again, we're just the messengers of their request. We get a lot of requests about resurfacing the courts, which is included in the next year. It's an every 5-year-ish project, and I believe that's going to be on the next year.
That's also on the 5-year plan for something.
So when
this coming year, right?
Correct.
That's good. Okay.
So when they talk about their own space, they're talking about new courts, which aren't shared by tennis and basketball.
Dedicated to just them, yes. They have a group of 75 to 80 folks who play daily, the weather allows, and there are a lot of use issues between tennis and the basketball courts.
But and dog park people walking through there.
Correct. That is the accessible pathways between. There's not dedicated trails to get back to like the dog park or the discount course when people come off of it, so they walk across the courts and leave.
So we'd have to repurpose some space to do that, since I don't think we would be. I don't think Matsu would say, "Oh, go ahead and build some."
I think we're going to ask requests for that, but we need a plan before we, an idea of what we want to do.
Yeah. So, I guess we'll have to go through that thought process. The only other spots there are the ball field, I guess, in between the gazebo and the parking lot. So,
General improvements to the dog park area. We get requests or things regarding that. Replacing the portable restrooms over there with a brick and mortar restroom facility and upgrading to the basketball goal. So most of it is the complaints or requests we get are regarding the Joe Weeks Park amenities.
So on the bathrooms someone told me, and I had never heard this before when I was there, that Matsu doesn't want us to have permanent bathrooms over there. Is that true? Does anyone know that? Someone told me that's why council doesn't take it up, and I was like, I don't know that I've ever heard that.
Park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
I didn't think, that's what I told him. I was like, I don't think that's why. Who told you that? And, oh, well, I just heard it. I'm like, okay, well, I'll ask next time.
A structure. I think a couple of years ago they probably would have told us no, but I think we...
So maybe it was true in the past, but we don't know
I've never heard it, but just knowing how their train of thought has evolved over the past few years, 5 years ago they were told us no. I think now they'd be like, okay.
Maybe.
Support to the request then.
Yeah. So, pay us.
Well, so the issue is it becomes, the cleaning load on public works if we have a permanent bathroom. I don't know if I'm in favor of it or not, because Jimmy and I haven't really talked about it. So I don't know where I'm at on it, but I just... If we're going to talk about it, I just wanted to know if we would even be allowed or not before we spend any time talking about it.
They vary. Some of them are like pavers, and some are like the rubber tile pieces and different, any other.
Yeah. Most of them's 2x4s with the plastic. I guess it's plastic or rubber, like cross hatch in it with sand or anything.
Those items aren't necessarily in, they're not going to be in next year's budget, but those I just wanted to put on the radar as things that the public bring forward more than once.
Okay, cool.
And unless there are any other questions, that is all I have.
Great work.
Yeah, nice job.
Thank you, Nikki. Oh, Mandy, administration.
I don't have a lot, so I'll be brief. Plus, we don't have a schedule. But one thing is our annual decal mailing that we do every year. And in that annual decal mailing, we include brochures and information and the garbage schedule and multiple pieces of information that I'm not sure people are actually using. I get a lot of, I tossed that. I didn't even look. Or I didn't, I do hear that feedback. Additionally, we get a lot of them back. They don't get where they're supposed to go, so then we pay the post office to bring them back to us. Then we pay to mail them again. And it's getting really expensive for what we're sending out. In 2019, this project started at $4,466, and as of the mailing we just sent out, we're up to $8,557. So what we're proposing is leaving out the brochures, only sending a mayor's letter, and in the mayor's letter including links of where they can go to get the brochures, offering a statement in there that we are happy to mail them at requested. And if you request, we're happy to make you a packet and send it to you. Printed materials are always available at Town Hall in the lobby. I think we would save, and just put the two decals in with the mayor's letter. I think we would save a whole lot of trees, paper, money, the whole process. And part of the process, we might, I'm going to look at possibly bringing it in-house versus going to the printer, mm-hmm. depending on time and what her quote would be for just the mm-hmm. envelopes.
So you're talking about going to a letter and the two decals.
Mm-hmm.
That would be what would be in the and that could be in a regular letter.
A regular envelope.
As
sure.
opposed to an oversized envelope. What is it costing us now? Over $5,000, right?
This year it was $8,500.
$8,500.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So my budget every year, I've increased it $2,000 because I know the decal mailing goes up and it's still above what I budgeted.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, you can't get the paper, can't get this, barely got the envelopes this year. We, you know, that's what we kept hearing, and the prices are going up, postage mm-hmm. goes up. So, and the other thing we're thinking about doing, and I was talking to another staff member, is putting a QR code on the mayor's letter where they can scan the QR code and it takes them straight to that information. So we would include that as well.
Okay. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I do too. Can you add on the envelope, like, important information enclosed or something so people don't throw them away? Because how many did you have people come back and never got mine last year on the decal?
Well, I don't think we had that many that came back last year.
I think there is wording on there off like re-entry decal.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
okay.
So right. whatever, right. I would just, if we're going to do that, we would print it on an envelope or have a stamp or something made. We would do
perfect.
Something to get that information out there.
Perfect.
I think we can do it cheaper.
Okay.
So that is it for that. My next thing on my list is notary service, and this is just for your information. What do you want me to do? I'm informing you of a trend that we're noticing, and I just feel like that's our job to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have 4 notaries on staff right now. It's my department, the 3 of us, and we have Tammy at the police department. We have noticed a slight increase in notary traffic since we've opened back up from COVID. Even prior to that, we were getting a lot of calls for notaries when the office was actually closed to the public. But what we have recently found out that is causing this trend is the fact that the bank is no longer doing it and they're sending them to us.
Right.
The town of Curie Beach does it for free. Go there. Don't go to Carolina Beach because Carolina Beach is charging $5 per principal signature. Resident or non-resident, it doesn't matter. You're paying $5. So my recommendation to council, and here's an example. Beth had one the other day, and she had 10 notary stamps. Okay, that's $50 for the town if it was a non-resident.
Mm-hmm.
So my recommendation to council would be to charge, if they're a non-resident, the $5 rate. If they're a resident, no charge.
I'm okay with that idea. Yeah.
Make it 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can't. It's set. There's a rate set.
Yeah, you can make it 10.
No, they can't.
It's taking our employees' time.
They can't make it 10.
We can't. No. It's
5 is the rate.
That's a state requirement for notaries. You can't charge more than the state set rate.
Good idea, though, Joe.
Yeah.
So,
do we need a motion to allow them to do that?
I make a motion that we accept the proposal and non-residents pay $5 for notary services at Town Hall.
Per signature or per?
Per principal signature. Which is how the notary law is written.
When do you want to start this? Do you want to start it now? Do you want to wait till July 1 when the fee schedule is published again?
Well, we're going to.
At our February meeting, we should set it.
What's that?
If you're setting it right now, we can make it.
Okay, I amend my motion to make it February 30th, so you can tell people about it.
Okay, March 1st.
Yeah, March 1st. Sorry, there's no February 30th. March 1st.
Okay, so we'll do that effective March 1st. And we'll put a notice out on our website.
Don't know where that. A smartwatch doesn't help you if you don't know stuff, right? Just so you know.
Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good idea, Mandy.
But it's not going to be a huge amount, but, I mean, if everyone's coming here for that reason, the town residents pay for our notary training.
That's right.
So they should get it for free. But
So
the next thing that I have is a project that the police chief and I are working on with getting quests to replace the signage coming into town with two digital signs, one at each entrance. We have, Jimmy has sketched up a drawing, and it's just a preliminary sketch of that. But we worked with the sign company and the electrician to get quotes. And the first quote in the packet, I don't need a motion or a for or against today. This is information for you guys to think about. We'll present formally at the council meeting in February. But the first quote is the better sign. It's the technology's better. It's more user-friendly. It was recommended by the electrician, correct? This company.
Yeah, there's actually one at I believe it's the First Baptist Church.
On the island.
On the island.
That they had done, and they've had really, really good results with it. I think the other company did the one at the Carroll Beach Fire Department?
No, I just randomly picked them.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, the other one that's at Carroll Beach Fire Department is not user-friendly. It is not easy to control. It's, you know, it's really glitchy.
Mm-hmm. So, If I recall how we got into this is we had people come to two council meetings,
mm-hmm.
actually complaining about the condition of our signs.
At that one.
And we then approved administration to work with folks to see what would it take to put a sign up there that could tell people about riptides, tell people paid parking's in effect, tell people, so a changing sign, and I think you're recommending a sign that can actually be changed from the cruiser or from you?
Either. Mm-hmm.
Either.
Yeah, both of us should have the ability to change the sign as needed.
Okay.
You know, certain emergency message, anything that we need to put out there, we can.
Yeah, is that $13,000 for two or for one? I didn't have a chance to look.
For one.
For one.
And this sign will be in the right outside the right of way.
I believe it is. I think it's in the right of way.
All right, so we need DOT approval.
It would literally sit where our current sign sits. The landscaping
down
would
down
go
Fort
away.
Fisher.
It would just be a clean grass line up to the sign.
So those old signs would be removed.
But we want to repurpose them somewhere in town since they are part of our issue.
Would you?
Yeah.
Mark. Trust me, you need to get DOT to approve hard structure signs, like if it's going to be brick, mortar, in a right-of-way.
Okay. We're going to go look at the brick company. I don't know about brick per se because we're not a brick community, but I do want something sturdier than trying to replicate the building with just the hardy board out there on that,
yeah.
with storms and things like that. So then we started talking about stucco with the shells and the oyster shells. So we're going to look at some different design options for that.
Can you just get a mock-up picture?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, this is just me, and I don't know what our citizens think. I don't like digital signs, honestly. I mean, I like the information they give to the citizens. I like the ones that we wheel out. But, like, every time I drive by Carolina Beach's fire department, look at their digital sign, and then drive by ours and look at our hard, old style signs.
Mm-hmm.
I really like ours a lot better than
so
theirs.
Well.
And I love the two entry signs coming into Curie Beach, whether I'm coming in K or down 421. A digital sign there, just to me, permanently, I personally don't like it, but that's me. I don't know what the citizens are feeling, but I'm just telling you what I think. So I'd like to see a mock-up, because I just don't see how a digital sign is going to give the Curie Beach feel to enter in the town.
Well, everybody's speeding down that road anyway, so they won't have time to read it.
No, they're not. You should look for a Zuzu speeding and just have your guys look for that. Give them a couple tickets so they don't say stuff.
The question is, they've looked at the electronic sign. You want them to take a look at what a refurbished...
No, I'd just like to see what it's going to look like,
okay.
Right? From the paper, there's no... I don't know what it looks like. I mean, there's a little drawing, which I see.
Yeah.
I appreciate, right? So there is one, but...
Thank you,
Yeah, whoever did that, right? But I don't know, I just...
I mean, so basically that is it. That square that you have in the center of that is where
it's the digital sign, right?
Yes.
But they should have some that they've installed other places that they
could. Yeah, I mean, we could definitely put that
square.
I was just trying to give you a rendition of what we would potentially do here with our town seal and our...
Right. I mean, at least you did try, right? So I can't say you didn't try to make it look better, but...
You're really talking about what does the digital content look like?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
so is it
going to
be like bright red like that one down there? Is it multicolored or whatever? I mean, so...
Oh,
yeah, totally.
John, that fits our sign.
That's what I wanted to say. We don't have electronic readers in town, per se, so we can do a text amendment to exclude, you know, public or governmental facilities.
Or just leave it like it is.
Right.
We need a text amendment to allow us to do it.
Exactly right.
To exclude government buildings.
So if somebody else came back and wanted to do a big electronic sign, well, I'm not setting a good...
Actually, if you're talking about a zoning amendment, the only time the towns have to comply with their own zoning ordinance is when they build a public building.
Our zoning ordinance actually precludes government buildings from having to abide by zoning.
I thought it was kind of the same thing, like fences. We can build anything kind of fence we want because we're the government, right? And even everybody else has to go 6'4". So,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I think even if we're allowed to do it, I don't think we violate our... We either change it or we don't do it. I agree with the building inspector, right? Because that gives him a hassle. Well, you guys did it. Even, well, we're allowed to. Okay, that doesn't feel right. I mean, we either give ourselves an exclusion or we don't do it. I'm with John on that.
So do you guys want me to halt the research on this? Do you want me to continue it?
I think I hear at least two guys saying they don't really like it. Okay,
what pushed us, right? A citizen, or did we push you into this? So we...
No, our citizen, it started with the guys that were, or the couple that came to the council meeting about the sign over at the other entrance of town, over by Alabama.
And they wanted lighting for it.
They wanted lighting for it.
Right, so people could take pictures, which is a beautiful sign, so I understand that, right?
Well, then we got looking at the sign, and there's some inconsistencies with the sign. There's like logo, this is a sticker logo. Like, it's not consistent. Like, it's been repaired over the years.
Okay.
And the things around it, I mean, they're just not as consistent as with the whole sign.
Okay.
And the lighting there would need to be redone completely. I mean, I don't know.
There was lighting there before, and it just
was,
didn't work.
There was, but I don't think anything is working there now.
Okay.
And we may potentially, if we're going to keep landscaping around it, we may need to work... to change the landscaping, or we may possibly need the new palm put new palm trees there, because those are like really, really huge. They were growing up into the, when we were there, power lines.
Okay.
A lot of it was maintenance, and being able to push out information to people while we picked the digital sign.
Okay.
Not that anything's wrong with the other one, other than this old one we were...
Yeah, so I guess the question to us is, is our direction for you guys to fix the sign and keep it like it was, or to pursue this different path that you're proposing? That's right. That's what you guys are hearing too, right?
Yes.
And I would like to say, I think in that specific location, if we're going to refresh the sign that is there, that we maybe do away with landscaping, because there's a lot of maintenance there. And right now the homeowners, the property owners on that corner, they go out there and pull weeds, and like most people do in an HOA, they'll go out there and they're doing it because they want to.
Right.
But if we remove some of that landscaping and slim it down a little bit, it's just less maintenance on public works. They can mow around it. I mean, just clean it up a little bit, I guess.
Well, if you put stone around that,
well,
1.5 inch stone or something, you could actually put solar lights on it to keep it lit.
Yeah, so I guess the question to council is, it sounds like staff needs some direction. My input to council, and you guys figure out what your inputs are, is I'm in favor of council rejuvenating the sign, but I don't think I'm in favor of a digital sign there. If we need digital signs for communicating during hurricanes and stuff, we should buy them and then move them out there for the storm or COVID or whatever, and then take them away, because the entryway to our town, except when we're communicating for some issue, should be a beautiful old-style sign, in my opinion, right?
Yeah, and the other reason for the digital sign was is we were having a lot of requests to put on no dogs on the beach, no this, no that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't look good to have it on a trailer on the side of the road. Yes. So that's why we were looking at that.
Especially if we're leaving it out for all season. The whole year of COVID.
Yeah, I don't know how to fix that issue for education, but I agree. I wouldn't want to go, hey, I'm in Curie Beach, I'm going to go take a picture of a sign with a digital sign, but I would with our old style signs, and I know a lot of people have, right? And I agree
with
that.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. A lot of people do stop there for pictures.
Yeah,
I agree. I agree with David.
So we have David and Alan in. Where are you, John?
With David.
You're with them? Well, that makes it easy.
Rejuvenate.
Okay, rejuvenate as opposed to electronic.
Okay.
Yeah, 21st century.
It's a good idea to bring that up, Mandy, so that was settled direction now.
Okay. Considering all the other projects that are going on in town, I feel like we pulled Jimmy in 100 directions. Is it okay if I work with an outside source to rejuvenate the sign? Would that be helpful, or...
I'm fine with that.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy's fine with it. Jimmy, you okay with it?
Absolutely.
I feel like I call Jimmy a lot. And
good.
I don't want to...
He's a good guy to talk to.
...overstep my...
So how many signs? Is it three signs to read you?
Well, two. It's two, but I would like to do the one coming into the town hall as well. If we're going to do that to the others, let's just go ahead and brush.
You come out the one right down here?
Yeah.
And then one over here at Joey's.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any signs south of town.
Well, we have one for turning into the community center, but that one's a new sign.
Yeah, there's not one on the south. There's just
one
a little.
Yeah.
There's just a green DOT sign, Curie Beach signaling.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. The last thing I had on my list for projected budget increases, I don't have anything major planned for our department. We don't have any major projects going on. I will have some increases just across the board for general increases that are hitting everyone these days, especially with like my meeting costs for catering and supplies, just general expenses that I usually have. My phone and my internet, all that stuff, my BC3 bill, all that's going to go up anyway. We do it on a 1% basis every year, so I'll work that into my budget.
So you're not putting new expenses on there, you're just going to charge what the new expense rates will be.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to be some of those
not much you can do.
A little bit to cover the up.
Yeah, not much we can do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Not much we can do with that.
Yeah. I always build in for a couple of computers in case something goes down and we need it. But what I do need to know is if council's interested in upgrading your iPads. They're at least 4 years old. They're actually a little over 4 years old now. I've had to replace one, but I would like to plan for it in my budget versus blindsiding, because they are $1,000 to $1,200
a piece. Yeah, mine battery was not holding a charge.
Okay.
So she replaced mine, so I'm the one that got the new one.
Actually looks like a nice unit, frankly.
Yeah. I think you should, because... 4 years on electronics. I mean, we've already had one fail. The others are going to be right in there. So I think we should budget for it.
Okay. And I am repurposing the old ones through staff and town hall or, you know, things if we need them. They're great to have them here for FaceTime, like the attorney at a meeting.
Yeah.
Have them available for communities to, you know, hook up.
Sure.
So, okay, perfect. Thank you.
Maybe if you're going to replace these, do they have a value that I can... buy this one?
I can get the market value from Verizon if you want to purchase it from the town. We usually, if we sell surplus equipment, we'll just surplus it and we'll sell it at market value.
Right.
Okay. Let us know what it is.
There are certain procedures for disposing of property.
Right. I do our surplus property. So we have a policy and I would work through our surplus policy to do that.
Okay, let us know what it is, and then if anybody wants to take that action, it's helpful to the town, too, maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. And I think that is is, oh, one more thing. Our volunteer appreciation event that we're doing next week, do we want to look at, are we going to look at doing that annually from here on out, whether it be some kind of luncheon or dinner or a rotation, or are we going to, if, I'm just trying to plan budget-wise for that.
Yeah. That's a good question. What are your thoughts, gentlemen? This year we brought in a significant amount of money from the organizations that we're actually going to honor. Over $1 million, actually, when you take parking and recreation and bike ped and beach and some of the others. And people do donate tremendous amounts of time, and some of them, people like P&Z, that's a tremendous load, actually.
What's our cost? You'll know more of the exact cost.
Yeah, around $6,000.
I think you should put it in the budget and then let the budget process tell us if it works.
If it's worthy.
Okay.
Yeah. Good idea.
And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Well then, so we've gone through the department head presentations.
We're an hour behind.
And we're an hour behind.
So right. And according to the schedule, you're supposed to stop for lunch at
12:15.
It's 11:47.
Well, we can.
Lunch is here.
Yep. So I think we can definitely get through the next one before then.
Okay.
And
you talking?
I'd like to make them. It's for the Curie Beach Beachwalk HOA agreement for the stormwater repairs. Make a motion that we go into closed session to talk about that because it's a contract.
That would be
per
under 143-318.11A3 attorney-client consultation.
So I'll add that to my motion for attorney-client consultations for a contract for stormwater repairs.
Did you want to do?
Do we
that
have a
now?
Second?
Yes.
There's
all right.
I missed the second.
We're waiting for a second.
Second was
Joe.
Joseph, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we're going to move that to the closed session.
And I think we'll go into the little room.